From WFIU Public Media and the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations, welcome to the Moment of Indiana History podcast with your host, Dan Skinner.
From the heartland to the jungle, the Hoosier roots of Jonestown on this moment of Indiana history. The tragic outcome of the Jonestown Agricultural Project is well known. A thorough understanding of the 1978 massacre of more than 900 people in Guyana, however, remains elusive, as does common knowledge of the group's roots and its leader. Born in Crete, Indiana, in 1931, Jim Jones graduated from high school in Richmond and enrolled in Indiana University, although he later transferred to Butler. In the meantime, Jones had gotten married and taken up preaching. Shunning a Methodist congregation when it refused membership to blacks, Jones started his own Pentecostal-style ministry. The Community Unity Church was Indianapolis's first biracial church when it opened its doors at Hoyt Avenue and Randolph Street in 1954. Renamed and relocated, the People's Temple promoted racial equality and social activism. On the home front, Jones and his wife made headlines as the first white couple in Indiana to adopt a black child. Jones's efforts were hailed by the Indianapolis Recorder, the city's African-American publication. He was appointed chair of the Indianapolis Human Rights Commission in 1961 and is credited with having used the post to desegregate municipal institutions and private businesses alike. In October 1971, the Indianapolis Star published the first exposé of Jones, who had moved his flock to California. By 1974, facing increasing scrutiny from the media, Jones had already arranged for the exodus to Guyana. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.